This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's primary elections are about a week away, and for some of the races, the final campaign cash numbers are in. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In the GOP Senate primary, businessman Joe O'Day has about $1 million on hand. He got a boost by loaning himself $500,000. His opponent, state lawmaker Ron Hanks, has about $20,000 in the bank. But the man they want to challenge, incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett, dwarfs both with an almost $7 million war chest. In the state's new 8th congressional district, the lone Democratic candidate, State Representative Yadira Caraveo, has the most money on hand going into the primary, about twice as much as the top-raising Republican, Thornton Mayor Jan Coleman. And in the 3rd congressional district, Republican Lauren Boebert goes into her primary with a whopping $2 million. Her challenger, Don Corum, has just over $100,000 to spend in these final weeks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado-based organization opposing abortion is eagerly awaiting a U.S. Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade and abortion access. Jim Daly is president of Focus on the Family.
You've got to put yourselves in our shoes, Christians who have been praying, some people for 50 years, that this decision would be overturned. If it goes that direction, it's a celebration at one level, but it's only the beginning.
Daly says if Roe is overturned, his organization will work to limit or ban abortion access at both the state and federal levels. At the end of a weekend full of events for Juneteenth, one organizer says there is still work to be done. Norman Harris is with Juneteenth Music Festival. He says he's happy that Colorado has finally recognized the end of slavery in the U.S. as an official holiday.
What I also believe we should be focusing on is reflection and atonement. But that needs to happen across all communities. And when I say that we as the Black community have the opportunity to define this holiday.
You can see a lot of the people we met celebrating Juneteenth this past weekend at CPR.org. For this Monday, mostly sunny across the state, this is CPR News.